Previously on Algoa FM.
On Algoa FM, it's Mimi Webb with Ghost of You. This morning, we're chatting to Lisa Marie Gildenace about Titsikama Springwater. Now, they've been around for years and you've seen the bottles in the stores, but do you really know the product? Lisa Marie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Titsikama Springwater, been around for years. Briefly, tell us about the history of it.
Yes, Judy Woodgate started Titsikama Springwater in 1997 after discovering the high quality of spring water on their farm, situated against the southern slopes of the Titsikama Mountains. And initially, Judy single-handedly bottled, packaged, invoiced, and delivered to a supportive local community. And now, after 25 years, Titsikama Springwater distributes water countrywide with the objective of bringing revenue into an impoverished rural community.
That is absolutely brilliant. And giving back, still giving back, that means so much to many people. And Lisa Marie, Titsikama Springwater is sourced from the pristine slopes of the Titsikama Mountains. I've always wanted to know, you know, how does it work? Is it protected site? Can people see it? Tell us more about that.
The area up gradient of source is a protected nature conservation area. This untouched location limits the risk for extraneous pollution.
So obviously no one is allowed to go near there.
Unfortunately not. Oh. Fortunate, actually.
I can only imagine how beautiful it is. Now, there is a gold sticker. I've seen this gold sticker on the Titsikama bottles. It's the Aurora Double Gold Award. How do you receive an award like this? And how do they even test it?
We are proud to have received NIT awards for our still and sparkling spring water, and only water bottler from worldwide entries that received a double gold award, which was for our sparkling water. And this tasting is a blind tasting. Judges score the products on their own in silence without conferring with other judges, and judges the product on the criteria of appearance, smell, taste, mouthfeel, and aftertaste. And the judges are carefully picked by our esteemed sommeliers and chefs, including celebrity chefs like Peter Jaffe and Jenny Morris.
So to get that award, it's a big deal.
It is.
And that is obviously on the sparkling water only, because I think I've only seen it on the sparkling water.
We received a merit award, silver award for our still as well.
Okay.
But we've only done the double gold sticker on the sparkling.
And talking about that, the different types of bottled water, because there's spring water, mineral water. Can we go through that quickly? Because I think people just get the bottle of water, they drink it, then they know, okay, the sparkling one is a bit fizzy. The still one, okay, that's not fizzy. We drink it. Do we really know what it is?
Yes. Spring water comes from a natural source, and the water is filtered naturally as it journeys through rocks and earth, which impart the minerals that gives spring water from that source a unique flavor. The chemical composition is also not altered by the precautionary filtering steps before bottling. Now, mineral water is also spring water, but with very high mineral content. Prepared water, on the other hand, comes from an underground or municipal source and undergoes treatment that alters the chemical composition of the water. Some bottlers add minerals back artificially to enhance the taste, and some don't. So Titsikama spring water, obviously sourced from a natural source.
Mm, and you can taste the difference. You definitely can. Now, on the bottles itself, it will say BPA-free, and then it will say it's an eco bottle. Is it the same thing, or what is the difference between the two?
All right, so let's... BPA, bisphenol A, is a chemical used to make polycarbonate plastic. Polycarbonate plastic is used to make hard plastic items. And as most people know, BPA is not safe for food or drink storage containers. Hmm. But what most people don't know is that it's very unlikely that you will find any bottled water in a bottle with BPA. So we state BPA-free, but very few brands do. So how would you identify it? There's a number identification inside the recycling symbol, the triangle. Now, BPA plastics have a number 7, and Titsikama spring water is made from PET, which is not made from BPA, and can be identified by a number 1 inside the recycling triangle. The eco bottle goes... We produce the bottles on-site, and it's made from a mix of virgin PET and recycled PET. And the eco bottles are also designed to be suitable for bottle-to-bottle recycling. This way, we take part in the circular economy and prove that plastic is not trash.
Good. And when you say PET, what does that mean?
PET tea is, because many studies have proven it to be the most environmental friendly packaging option for beverages, we have chosen to use PET. It's even better than glass or aluminium for the environment.
Beautiful. And you're obviously running an initiative with that PET, recycled bottles, sort of a recycling initiative. Tell us more about that.
We have been contributing to PETCO per ton of plastic use since 2005. And what they do is they fund recycling and educational initiatives. And thanks to them, South Africa has one of the highest audited PET recycling rates in the world of 67%. And we also recently got involved with Planet Savers to fund beach cleanup initiatives.
You don't realize the bottle of water that you're drinking, like how much goes into making this bottle of water and the things that you do as a company giving back to the community. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa Marie, and we're wishing Tetsikama many more years.
Thank you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.